Great. So, as you've probably gathered thus far in the service, the theme of Holiday Club this year was All Aboard. I'll try that again. You guys know the response. The theme of Holiday Club this year was All Aboard. Thank you. We had a bit of a call and response thing happening. So in this, we were thinking about Paul's early missionary journeys through Acts as he established the start of the early church. And we did this through looking at the road to Damascus and Saul's conversion to Paul. We thought about Paul's interaction with Lydia, who was a dealer in purple cloth, and how he spread the gospel message to her from her not being a Christian beforehand at all, and she believed and got baptized. We thought about Paul in Ephesus when he was in prison and the difficulties that he might have faced and the trials that he would have gone through. And we thought about kind of God's overall call on Paul's life, that he had a plan for him the whole time, even when things might seem a bit tricky. God has a plan. And in particular, our memory verse for Monday was taken from this 2 Corinthians 5 passage. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone and the new is here. So this is one that a lot of the children really enjoyed learning. It involved water and balloons. But they also could still remember it come Friday, which I couldn't. So they did really, really well with that. So I thought this would be a good opportunity to unpack that 2 Corinthians 5 passage. So I've got a picture that will be coming up on the screen. What is that? What is that, sorry? It's a caterpillar. Why on earth have I got a picture of a caterpillar up on the screen on a Sunday morning? Don't give it away yet. So there is a reason I've done that, I promise. So what eventually happens to caterpillars? Say it louder. They become a butterfly. And so caterpillars eventually become butterflies. So they go from something, maybe a bit of an insect, maybe something that we try and avoid sometimes, or maybe we should avoid and we don't. Something that isn't as widely known for its beauty and its magnificence almost. There's a new lease on life when they become butterflies. I promise I am going somewhere with this. People try and catch them. They often admire butterflies. You can probably all think of some other examples of the things that start out as something, maybe not ideal, maybe not exactly what you would want. And they become something beautiful. They transform into something that's appreciated, that people seek after. And after it gets a new lease on life, it's something else entirely. I guess it's sort of like that with our passage today. Paul's talking to the Corinthian church about reconciliation between the people of Corinth, so the Corinthians, and Jesus. In our particular verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul's reminding the Corinthians about what happens when someone chooses to trust in Jesus. The bit we find ourselves in today is saying goodbye to the old and welcoming in the new. Our verse tells us that we are in Christ. We belong to him. We're his children and we're the people that he died on the cross for. When we have a new life in him, something incredible happens. We experience something similar to that caterpillar becoming the butterfly. We become new creations. Sometimes in life, things can get quite messy. Imagine if you had a whiteboard and you take a pen to it and you just scribble all over it. It's a bit of a mess, doesn't always make much sense at all. Things go wrong. Sometimes we make poor decisions. We do things that aren't in God's best interest. Another word for that is we sin. But there's some good news. If we trust in Jesus and have him as Lord in our lives, he wipes the slate completely clean. It's as though there was nothing there in the first place. He tells us that it's okay. Yes, we'll have done things that are wrong. We'll have probably done things to mess up. But Jesus forgives us. That's what happened on the cross. There was forgiveness for all of us. We have the opportunity to be made new. Our verse tells us that we're a new creation, that the old has gone and the new has come. The whiteboard is clean. It's brand new again. It's ready to be used and ready to start fresh. The idea of being a new creation, though, isn't just about being able to start again. It's about a transformation that we face when we first decide to put our trust in Jesus. The transformation isn't always completely obvious, like it might be with the caterpillar into the butterfly. Or maybe you've got a transformer toy or something at home that it's really clear when it's changed and become something new. Sometimes it's a bit more subtle, but you feel a change inside of you and you know that it's the Holy Spirit. This transformation happens because Jesus comes and lives in you. When people pray and ask Jesus into their lives, that's what happens. How cool is that? Even though, like with the whiteboard example from before, things can get messy and we mess up, when we're in Christ, we know that we're not defined by those things anymore because they just don't make us who we are. Notice how the passage says anyone, if anyone is in Christ. It doesn't matter if someone doesn't look like us, doesn't act like us, doesn't come from any of the same backgrounds. There's no exception for people from different racial backgrounds, maybe different sexual orientations, anything like that, socioeconomic status, none of that. Paul makes it abundantly clear here that Jesus welcomes all. So in thinking about this passage and how we undergo transformation when we choose to put our trust in Jesus, we're going to continue to think about that because it's not just transformation, it's identity. It's who we are. Where does our identity come from? If it's not by the things that we do, if it's not by the things that we say, Paul reminds us that we can live freely knowing that Jesus took anything, everything we could ever do wrong on the cross with him. We know that we are his children. That's who we are. That is our identity. He will always be ready for us to come back to him and he'll forgive us. There's no amount of forgiveness he'll run out of. He's always ready to bring you back and make you new because you're his child, whether you know it or not. We're all his children. So we're going to break for a bit, and I think we've got... So they were on a bit of an adventure to find the treasure. They were also on an adventure to discover and to find out about this new life that they can have in Jesus. So we've just thought a little bit about our identity and what our identity is in him. Part of our identity is that we get to take on something called righteousness. And that's Jesus' righteousness. We get to take on his love, his purpose for us. We know that he has nothing but good plans for each and every one of us here today and those online. And that's a really special promise to keep a hold of. Therefore, anyone who is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. If I was allowed to add another few words onto that verse, they would be, the new has come, and it's here to stay. God doesn't give new life and then take it away the minute that we stray from him or the minute that we get anything wrong. It's always there. It's always waiting for us. The righteousness I just mentioned means that we're made right through what Jesus did for us on the cross. He took everything on himself for us. So maybe there's some shame, maybe there's some guilt that some of you are carrying around today or at the moment. Perhaps because something has happened, I don't know. Maybe you've got something wrong, I know I have. The good news is that Jesus invites us all to come to him, exactly as we are, for full restoration and healing. And he does this because he's a good father and he loves us. Nothing that we could or would or will ever do will get in the way of this. So 2 Corinthians 5, how can we act on it? We get to choose each day to follow Jesus and to trust in what he teaches us through his word. It's not always an easy decision to trust in Jesus, but it's what he asks us to do when we believe in him. The Holy Spirit comes in and helps us do that. He's also often called our helper or our guide. So perhaps there's something that I've said in the last few minutes about being a new creation, about our identity being in Jesus, that has particularly resonated with you or caught your interest. Maybe you haven't ever asked Jesus into your life before, and you'd like to do that today so you can start a new life in him. If this sounds like something that you might want to do, come and speak to one of us after, because we would love to be involved with that and help you out with that. Might I suggest that we take on board what verse 15 tells us? That those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. It's about living in the truth that Jesus has for us. And so what I'd like to do is, if maybe that's resonated with you, I'd like to lead us all in a prayer, if that's okay. And if you've prayed this before, then pray it along with us. But if it's your first time, then maybe you want to echo it. Lord, thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross, to take away all of our wrongdoing forever, so that we could be made new in you. Please help me to put my trust in you and to walk alongside you as I continue to live my life. Thank you for what you did for me, and I want to trust you as my Lord. Amen. And so if you prayed that maybe for the first time, I'm not going to embarrass you and get you to stick up your hand, but please come and speak to one of us at the end of the service. There'll be prayer ministry over in the corner. So if that's you, please do take advantage of that.